And so we're also under a 1 hour generator. So, and we've spent 10-15 minutes, which is good, to worship the Lord. So we've got to move quickly. So you're welcome to Zion City Fellowship, campus outreach arm of Scripture Pastor Christian Center, pastor by Pastor Luby Johnson. Mommy Sarah Johnson, thank you for the honor for our parents. Bible says we should give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. Our Father, we come to your presence as we have been. We come by the blood of Jesus. Father, we come with reverence and respect before your throne. We thank you, Father, for your mercies. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your love and help. Father, I come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of Pastor Luby and Mommy Sarah, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, and under you, the Almighty God. As we have the privilege to minister your word at this time, we pray that, Lord, you grant us grace and unction to minister the word of God with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. We pray that a clear channel will be created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power of God will flow, that by the reason of the Spirit and the word, you will break yokes, you will heal bodies, you will meet needs, you will bring glory to the name of Jesus, and blessings to the sons of men. Lord, let the word of God have a free course. Father, let the word of God be glorified. Thank you, Father, because you do exceedingly and abundantly more than which you ask nor think, according to your power that is at work within us, for we pray in Jesus' name. Father, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy against effectual and fervent delivery and receiving of the word. And so in unity with my brethren, under the covering of our fathers and under the lordship and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, fear, unbelief, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil. All you such contrary foul spirits, we cast you out, destroy your works, resist and bind you and break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God, the seven spirits of God, to go fulfill the air, enforce and execute God's perfect will concerning the ministration of the word and the rest of this service in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. We'll be continuing, emphasizing what we talked about last week, triumphing through mercy. Triumphing through what? Mercy. Triumphing through mercy. Mercy is a word that spans through the entire Bible, Old and New Testament. Praise the Lord. And Bible says a lot about the mercies of God. A lot. Be it mercy or mercies, it spans through the whole Bible. Bible says it's of the mercies of the Lord that we are not consumed. Praise the Lord. So if mercy is suspended, there is consumption of mankind. Amen. Leave it to the devil, we are all consumed. It says of the mercies of God that we are not consumed. That's why the most dangerous thing, the most sad thing, the most unbecoming is to be proud and think it's by yourself. Amen. Is to be proud and think it's by. It's of the mercies of the Lord that we are not consumed. It says the steadfast love of the Lord does not cease. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Amen. I like that because Bible says the mercies of God are new every morning. The Bible says sufficient unto every day is the evil thereof. That means when each day is starting, left to the devil, it is pregnant with evil. But Bible also now says it's of the said God's mercies are new. It's not even the mercies of yesterday. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. That means in that renewal of mercy, God doesn't, he's not unfaithful. He sees to it that there is fresh mercy every day. Praise the Lord. That's why we should encourage that. That's why we should pray every day. Tap into fresh mercy that God has released daily. Amen. One easy way that mercy, the reign of mercy, falls on any man, praise the Lord, is that man humbles himself. Praise the Lord. That man humbles himself. When you humble yourself, God pours mercy. Praise the Lord. King Ahab did a terrible thing. In short, Ahab did many terrible things. But when him and his wife conspired and killed Naboth because of his vineyard, God made judgment of how he would deal with Ahab and sent a prophet to tell him. So when the prophet came and said, "Thus said the Lord, this shall happen to you, this shall happen to you, this shall happen to you," God, serious judgment. He said, when Ahab heard that, he removed his shoes. He started walking barefooted and put ashes on his head. The prophet that had made the judgment, as he left, God spoke to him and said, "Go back. That Ahab has humbled himself before me. Go and tell him, I will not do this judgment in his days. I will do it later for his generation." Amen. Because what happened? Rain of mercy started falling. A man God had pronounced serious judgment for, but immediately humbled himself and said, "Ah, Oluwa mo ti se. Praise the Lord. Eshanu mi." Said he walked barefooted and put ashes and was really sober. God sent the prophet, "Go back." He said, "See Ahab, how he has humbled himself before me." Praise the Lord. Humility brings the rain of mercy. Amen. That's why let's take pride away from us. Praise the Lord. If you can even boast and you are bragging anywhere, when you get before God, just go on the floor. Praise the Lord. Pastor Louis once told us, he probably said it many times before, he said, when he wants to preach, it depends on God. He said, "God, help me." Then grace comes, he prays and everything, and he comes to preach, and he tells us, we should believe it. Sometimes 60% of what he's preaching was not in the notes. God just takes control at the pulpit. He said, when he finishes that preaching, he enters, locks his door, and goes on the floor. That's pastor talking. "Father, I thank you." No wonder the thing keeps flowing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's be careful. Some of us young people growing. Little preaching, you preach like this. You spend 2 hours shaking people. You know, congratulating you for the message. Shaking people. Thank you. Thank you. You are damning mercy. You are drying up the well of mercy. Praise the Lord. Humility. Humility when it's dry. Humility when you are successful. Praise the Lord. Because if anything constantly flows in your life, let it be mercy. Amen. Because that guarantees that you will not be consumed. Amen. That guarantees. That's the problem with the wicked. The psalmist said, "I've seen the wicked spread himself like a green bay tree." That's a big oak. Say, but it's going to come down. Amen. Once mercy is not there, there's just a... it's just a sure bank along the that you are going to be consumed. It's of the mercies of the Lord that we are not consumed. Amen. And I think we said it here before. Thanksgiving gives a fresh door for mercy. Because what you are doing in Thanksgiving is appreciating that it is God. Amen. That's proper thanksgiving is another form of humility. Amen. It's another form of humility. That appreciation of God, it gives room again for mercy. Amen. I remember many years ago, decades, and pastor was teaching us the different types of prayers. When I talked of thanksgiving, he said that's where God ambushes your enemy. Because you've prayed, God has by faith said, you have asked in faith, he will answer. But when you now do thanksgiving, our angels just go on loose. Because God is happy. Amen. It's a channel of mercy. So let's be So when we are conscious of some things, then we do it properly. Amen. That's why we need to be careful. We are building an unthankful generation. They don't thank their parents. They don't thank their teachers. They don't thank their aunties. And obviously, they won't thank God. Although, it's only God I thank. I won't thank. It's a lie. Once we see the people you are not saying thank, I know you are not thankful to God. You are not thankful to God. Gradually, we are building an unthankful generation. An unthankful generation. It first went from simple sense of entitlement, but it has now come to an unthankful generation, proud and cocky. Because when they balance equation, it's about them, me, I, and myself. So we look at our talent, like Pastor Laulu was telling us clearly, and that's something for the young generation to hit us. Say it's all over Instagram. Introducing the man of the hour, a self-made man. Okay, run away from those things. So it's pure devil in nice languages. It's pure devil in fine languages. Self-made. It's of the mercies of the Lord that you are not consumed. Let's run. All that is part of an unthankful generation. Self-made. Who are you and who is your father's house? Bible says, what's our life? It's like a vapor. We just see it and it's gone. Let's start to learn these little things that are there for us to turn the tide around. Amen. It's a tough world we are living in. The air is thick of challenges. But you need to know where your bread is buttered from. It's God's mercies. To the glory of God, I know where my bread is. This tough economic climate, tough everything. I know where my bread is buttered. It's God's mercy. Amen. Yeah, by God's, things just, it just gets solved. One way or the other, it gets solved. And I know God just shows up one way or the other. Amen. So, there's so much agitation. So much. I mean, I'm a lecturer, so on UI academic lecturers platform, talking about in Ife, one guy was in his office, he just dropped dead. All that is happening. The air is thick of challenges. But you need to know where your bread is buttered from. It's God's mercy. Amen. Don't join them. You are not self-made. You are not any made, they call it. Or what's that? Hashtag goats. You thought, what's that full meaning again? Greatest of all time. You just keep quiet and hold on to mercy. Praise the Lord. You see, all that is pride. And it goes before fall. It goes before fall. All that is pride. Just constantly hold on to God's mercies. Amen. You lean on Him. It's God that is doing it. Praise the Lord. That's what Pastor said about preaching. He said, is it that poopy? It's God that is doing it. It's God that is doing it. Say, I pray, but what happens on that poopy goes beyond what I prayed. Amen. You need to understand those secrets. Amen. You need to understand those secrets. Those are secrets. When a man of God talks, I know Pastor prays. But he tells you, well, okay, that place is not the prayer. God just took over. That's a big lesson. That's a big lesson to learn. Amen. And that's what makes you continually lean on God. Lean on God. In simple things. That's why the scripture says, in all thy ways, acknowledge. That's it. You need to depend on Him. That acknowledge, you now say He will direct your path. That's mercy. That's mercy. I told my students a romantic scenario. I've said it here before, but I know the way time flies, maybe some people have not heard it. But it's real. But it tallies with mercy. I just got married. Probably this was the first weeks or months. Just got married. Young man, have a wife, very happy. You know, there are times you see the lady, you target the lady, you get the lady, you marry the lady. You know, that's the sequence. And then it's now your own. Ah, you are very happy. This person that you've prayed for long, for wished for, is now your own. Oh, so first few. So when I wake up in the morning, my wife is next to me. First thing to do is to hug her. Ah, good morning. Good morning. But I just started in my conscience. After that hug, something just tells me, you are out of order. As if I've done something wrong. Real wrong. Ah, real conscience problem. Ah, God, what did I do? And one day God say, the first person you speak to when you wake up is me. Not your wife. Praise the Lord. Ah. So now when my eyes pop open, bam. Ah, Father, I thank you. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Then I will hug the wife. You know what God does is, he first makes sure you guaranteed mercy. You guarantee mercy first. In all thy ways, acknowledge me. You guarantee mercy. Then. Amen. It's not a hard taskmaster. You know one thing I found out with over time, to the glory of God, God wants you to have all. Oh, many times what we are fighting for is just a peace. And God says, why are you killing yourself for just a peace? I want you to have all. Amen. I said, what is going on? What's wrong in hugging? I said, no, you acknowledge me first. Secure mercy. That's good. Nobody is stopping you from hugging your wife, but not at the expense of mercy. Praise the Lord. Amen. God's tender mercies are over all his works. Amen. God's tender mercies, I'm sure they'll get us that scripture. God's tender mercies are over all his works. Do you know the works of God? All human beings, all animals, all valleys, all mountains, all plants, everything. So how big is God's tender mercies? It's over all his works. Praise the Lord. We now said last week that when the mercy we receive is now expected to transform us. Praise the Lord. So God gives us mercy that we're not consumed, but that mercy transforms us, empowers us to start to become like God. Amen. We should always appreciate that mercy is power. Praise the Lord. We said that last week. You may not know it. Let me give you an example. The president, His Excellency Bola Tinubu, is in Aso Rock. He is preserved outside. While he is inside taking his meal, outside are about 300 commandos, not soldiers, commandos, some on intelligence, some with a rifle, some in armored vehicle, some controlling a drone and co. There is no, you don't hear any shot fired, nothing, but power is preserving him. Praise the Lord. You don't hear anything. You don't feel anything. He himself, everything is quiet. But power is around. Amen. Maybe once a while, if someone now tries to attack, you may now know that power is around. But his daily preservation is power. Praise the Lord. That's what happened with God's mercy. It's power. Many times we don't feel it. We are not conscious of it. But power preserves you. Amen. Once have I spoken. Twice I heard that power belongs to God. Amen. That preservation that we have is power. Amen. But when that power is there protecting you, is released for you, one thing God now expects is that you now also start to generate power. Amen. You see, power belongs to God, but God wants you to be like Him. Amen. So, with the preservation, with His kind, loving kindness, with His mercies over your life, releasing power to preserve you and to enable you, with time, you yourself will now start generating power. Amen. Because you are in His image and likeness. Praise the Lord. You are in His image and likeness. You yourself should start generating power. Particularly in the place of prayer. Amen. And then with that prayer, you pray in the morning. You pray in the morning. It just looks as if you did a quiet time. But that prayer you prayed, there's preservation for your father, for your mom, for your siblings, for your auntie. You are now, God sees you and is pleased. That's what He too is doing. Generating power to preserve people. Then you created in His image and likeness, a child of Him. He has had mercy on you too. He has preserved you. But you yourself are started generating power. And you are preserving other people. Amen. You are now becoming a channel that God uses to preserve others. Praise the Lord. So, and once you start to pray, you just see that suddenly, supernatural power, as this is beyond you. Let me explain this thing again. Very important. I start to pray in the morning. As I wake up, I'm tired. I feel sleepy. As I wake up, if left to me, I want to sleep more. But I get up, I start to pray. Then I start to lean on God's mercy. I start the worship. And suddenly a time comes in which I know that the gateway is open. Life is flowing. Then it's time to exert more power. Shout, scream, do everything. Exert yourself because they put dynamite into your system. Praise the Lord. Use it. Left to you, you can't. But suddenly you know that they've empowered you. Amen. Use it. Then pray and everything. That's when it started with mercy, but now grace has come. Amen. Not that you are preserved now, but now you have been given enablement to start to do. Make sure you do. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes that's how we frustrate the grace of God. That grace just didn't come for coming's sake. It came so that you can have enablement to become like, say, Jesus at Gethsemane, His soul was weary. He knew He was going to hell. He knew He was going to the cross. Amen. The cross was the least of His problem. He was going to go to hell. He said, He actually told His disciple, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful." Bible tells us in Luke 22, we quoted it 43-44, he said, an angel of the Lord came and strengthened him. That's mercy. And he said, and being praying, he now prayed the more earnestly. Praise the Lord. When he got divine supernatural help, he used it. He now prayed the more earnestly, and his sweat was like great drops of blood. Amen. Many times, that's where we miss it. The help comes, but we stay flaccid. We stay flat. Amen. When we see that God's help has come, use it. Praise the Lord. Particularly in the place of prayer, in the place of the word. Because God also wants you to be a conduit so that He can be releasing mercy to other people. Praise the Lord. Don't just be preserved, be useful. Amen. It's good to be preserved, but be useful. Amen. I quoted a scripture last week. I said, by reason of time, you ought to be teacher, not by reason of calling. With time, be useful. Amen. By reason of time, you know more word. You have more revelation. You have more understanding. Because you have been using the grace of God very well. Then when somebody has a problem, you can explain to him based on the word. By reason of time. By reason of more mercy, more grace on your life, you yourself are a conduit for God's mercy. Amen. By reason of time. Praise the Lord. I should round up. The whole essence is that what we said last week, I want us to get it. Amen. Now, I've said two stages. Stage one is that mercy comes and we are preserved. Praise the Lord. We are not consumed. God watches over us. And we say second stage is that it now builds in power inside us so that we too can generate power. Amen. There's a third stage. God rewards that power you generated beyond your measure. God does what? Rewards that power you have generated beyond your measure. That's why the scripture says, God will do exceedingly and abundantly, more than which you ask nothing. You didn't lie down, you did the asking. That's faith. You did the thinking. That's meditation. Amen. But God rewarded you beyond what you did. That's what pastor talks about. He leans on mercy in his closet. God empowers him. He prays, looks through the word. But he comes to the pulpit and God does it beyond. Amen. So let mercy have its full course. And you know what is constant throughout when he leaned on God, when he prayed, and when he got to the pulpit is humility. Amen. Humble to start. I'm sure our pastor to say, wow, I got to preach. I got to pray. God have mercy. Then he starts to pray. Just realize that, God has given me the power. Pray. Mercy, God, pray. Then when he gets to the pulpit, he has prepared. When he still gets to that, he says, God, I can't lean on my preparation. I lay it down. Come and have mercy on me. The dam opens. Amen. So there's mercy to be preserved, mercy to start. Then mercy in between so that you can be productive. But there is that last one. Still, when you have done what you're supposed to do, you know what the scripture says? It says, when you have done all that you are supposed to do, now, after you have done it, you now say, I'm an unprofitable servant. I have only done that which was commanded me to do. That's humility. Amen. That's saying that what I've been commanded to do that I've done is not sufficient. God, take control. Praise the Lord. Let's get the exceedingly and abundantly. So mercy will preserve us. Praise the Lord. Then we'll have mercy to be faithful. Amen. Then mercy to triumph always. That's the exceedingly and abundantly. It's of God's mercies that we are not consumed. Bible says the steadfast love of the Lord does not cease. His mercies never come to an end. It's of God's mercies that we are not consumed. Okay? For his mercy faileth not. Then Bible says that we receive mercy to be faithful, to be productive. Amen. To generate power. But there is the mercy that triumphs always. And I said the thread for all of them is humility. If you keep, just keep humble. Amen. Keep humble. Always tell yours, always remember where you came from. Praise the Lord. Remember that probably you could have died. Remember that you could have been thrown out of the way. Remember that you can be. That's what God was angry with Saul for. Samuel told him, Samuel said, you have done foolishly. There was a time when you were little in your own eyes. But now you have lost. So let God help all of us. Amen. Let's always remain this small. If with nobody, if you can shakara people, when you get to God's presence, you better know where you are. Praise the Lord. Because you are nobody next to God. God just delights in you and preserves you. You are nobody. That's why the psalmist said, what is man? What's man? You are so mindful of him. Always remind yourself. Amen. You know, Abraham was from Iraq stock. He believed God and God changed his nature and he became a Jew. That's why I'm stopping. He became a Jew. And he now promised him the land. It's always good. It's God that wants that we always have this Israel in context. When I promised him the land, that land, I'll give to you your seed forever. Praise the Lord. The promise of God. But God now says something in Deuteronomy that when you have now sowed in that land, and then God, you sowed or you did the hard work, but God now gives you a bountiful harvest. I've been to Israel. It's okay. This is a river, Red Sea. passes through Jordan and Israel. So that there will not be conflict, this place is Jordan. This part is Israel. When I went to Israel, it was 2010. Jordan has it as a river. Israel was harvesting fertilizer from the river to a tune of $30 million a day. 2010. The same river. Everything is desert. But in Israel, oranges, grapes are growing. It's still sand, but oranges, grapes, flowers are growing. So they will walk, they will plant. And God says, I will so bless you. That's the promises Deuteronomy. But he says, will you now come and do thanksgiving? You take of that thing. And when you get to God's presence, you will tell him. He's telling the stock of the Jews. He said, a Syrian ready to perish was my father. But they are talking of the stock of Abraham. That he was like an ordinary Gentile. But we remember that you had mercy on him. And then you made us Jews. Then we are his children. That we, even though everything is prospering now, we remember that a Syrian ready to perish was our father. But you took him from his land and you brought him here and you blessed him. So we come to give this as a show of thanksgiving. It's a heart. I think I said I've finished, but I think I'll leave with one word. It doesn't come natural to everybody. Exercise yourself in these things. When you see you have victory, people are hailing you, remember to always turn aside and say, ah, God, I thank you. I know where this is a sick. Now you help me, uncle. I thought it was. Always remember and thank God. Exercise yourself. Every human being wants to be proud. Every human being wants to take the glory. Every human being wants to say, it is me. Every human being wants to be a goat. But tell yourself, say, ah, God, I thank you. I thank you. I gave inaugural lecture a few weeks ago. Pastor Luby said something. He said, wow, that was a great delivery. You stated the things clearly, and obviously there was the anointing. It's not preaching. It's not church. It is academic lecture. But I myself felt a time came, it was the anointing. Limo was there. Well, every time we rehearsed, after about 25-30 minutes during the rehearsal, I would drink water. That was a 45-minute speech. 25 minutes. But when the D-Day came, by that 25-30 minutes, I felt the unction. I felt thirsty. I said, this unction must not break. Continue on the unction. So when people say, ah, the lecture is there, it was the anointing. To him be all the glory, all the praise, worship. It doesn't come naturally to all of us. Let's keep exercising ourselves in that thing. God, I thank you. God, I need you. And when God gives you the unction and the grace, use it well. Pray. You see that unction, it comes. The Bible just opens. Stay with it. Stay with it. Don't close it to go and watch us now. That unction, you can see it. The unction came. We do it. But let's start to exercise ourselves. When you feel that this is God, let God have his full course. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. Let's bow our heads in prayers. Our time is almost 5 past. We'll pray and then we'll take the offering because I'm sure we have like 10 more minutes. Like I said, I use one word, exercise. Exercise yourself in humility, in always acknowledging God, in always thanking him, in always giving him the glory, in always seeking his help, in always asking him to have his way. Don't be stubborn. Don't want to always do it your own way. Don't be proud. Lean on God and thank him. Lean on God and thank him. Lean on God. Acknowledge him and thank him. Beside God, there is no other. Let there be repentance in our hearts. Where we have been cocky. Where we have been self-driven. where there has been self-glory, let there be repentance. And say, God, come and help me afresh. My spiritual life, come and help me. My academics, come and help me. My business, come and help me. Let me learn to be thankful. In everything, give thanks. For that is the perfect will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Many times that thanksgiving is opening door for mercy. Because in the thanksgiving, you are acknowledging God to say, He's the one that did it. In the world, we see it. People are proud and having their way. Don't join them. Don't join them. Don't join them. It's a temporal blessing. It's a temporal glory. Bible had to even scold her and say, you call the proud happy. Because you see people who are proud, who are flaunting themselves, and because same seems to be happening, don't go their path. It's not biblical. Lean on mercy and keep enduring. God will show up for you. God will show up for you. And secondly, that when God gives you mercy, divine enablement to pray, to read the word, tell God, please help me, God. Help me to take that way of escape. You enable me to pray. You enable me to read the word. I know those times. God doesn't leave anybody. There's nobody God leaves without a witness. You show up. Lord, when you show up, help me to obey you. You see, that strength to fast is there. But you just throw it away. No. Say, God, help me. When you show up, help me to take it. Help me to take it. The ability to go through it is already given you. In victories, let me acknowledge you. In victories, help me to thank you, Lord. Help me to exercise myself. Tell us, say, God, I set my will, and I will exercise myself in leaning on mercy. There is none like you. None. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search through all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like Jehovah. There is none like you. No. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search through all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. One more time. There is none like you. There is none like you. None like our God. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search through all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Raise one hand to God, one hand on your chest. Say, Father, I surrender. I didn't hear you. Father, I surrender. Without you, I can do nothing. Who am I? Who is my Father's house? It's all about you. You are the beginning. You are in the middle. You are the end. It's all you, God. I repent of all pride, all cockiness, all the thoughts that it's all about me, all the thoughts that I'm self-made. I repent. I come in meekness. I come in lowliness. I come in dust. I come in ashes. Have mercy upon me. Help me. I recognize that it is you. I recognize that it's of your mercies. Help me to acknowledge you, to love you, to thank you, to appreciate you, to use your mercy to be faithful. To be faithful in prayers, to be faithful in the word, to be faithful in my speeches, to be faithful in my thoughts. Help me to lean on you, particularly when you have opened the door of mercy. And Father, in all victories, let me know, let me acknowledge that it is you, O Lord, so that by your power, you will do exceedingly and abundantly, more than which I ask nor think, according to your power that is at work within you, me. It's all about you, Lord. It's your power. It's your doing. It's your well-being that is preserving me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I appreciate you. Mariba sakato brababa shandele. Reketo papato stelele ligabadosa. Marite ketoba. Base keto kum brede shegede de kesi. Drago brebobobobo sendegelele bekasi. Mariga sankete brebebe kistu brene. Ragado bebe bo shande, bobo shende lelele bekesi, mariba sonta kakire, bon gragaga di brebekesu brebekesi, guraba shondele, rika tosteria. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. A super hand clap. Glory.